Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures started last night weaker across the board, and weaker for most part of today, except at the very end of the trading session, Chicago wheat rallied just a touch to close up 1.5 to 2 cents. December Chicago wheat, it looks like the last trade was 5.06¾, up 2 cents. Now, corn and beans were less fortunate. December corn down 3.5 cents, 3.77¾. November beans down 3 cents, 9.37. That was about 10 cents off of their lows for the day. Kansas City wheat down 1½ cents, 5.10½. It did make new contract lows overnight early this morning at 5.01½ for December. There's a lot of hedgers looking for a place to get out of those short positions if you've been short on ideas that the market has sold off and is getting oversold. So we'll continue to monitor that. After it rallied 9 cents to close off the low, 9 cents off the low, that probably brings some more buyers to the table tonight and tomorrow. The next 7 days forecast for the Midwest are mostly clear. It doesn't look like there's any real threat to the corn or bean crops at this point. And so the month of August looks like it's going to be pretty mild and good for the crop.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were 298,000 metric tons for wheat. The range was 300 to 475. Corn, 920,000 metric tons, right in the middle of the range. We were expecting 800 to 1.17 million metric tons. And beans, 148,000, expecting anywhere from 80 to 190. So the exports were neutral across the board, didn't really drive the market at all today. This afternoon, 3 o'clock, we've got the crop progress and condition report. Not a lot of change expected. There's a guess that the bean good to excellent category may increase about 1%, up to 63% good to excellent. The five-year average for that is 58%. So at this point, the soybean crop as a whole, according to the USDA, is in really good shape. So is the corn. Corn good to excellent category is 70%. The five-year average for it is 65% good to excellent. So again, those crops for this time of year are in great shape. Now the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts are showing, the 6 to 10 showing below normal rain, below normal temps. An 8 to 14 day forecast for the Midwest is neutral for rain, neutral on the temperatures as well. So no real threat expected for corn and beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. August live cattle were up 225 at 147.95. August feeders up 332 at 214.05. August lean hogs up $1.47 at 79.97. Kansas City September wheat down 3¼ at 489 even. Chicago September corn down 4½ at 366.5. And August soybeans down 3¼ at 977.5. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.